I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Cyclone response is underway in Bangladesh, but the United Nations says more help is needed. UN teams are distributing hygiene kits and water purification tablets as water sources remain contaminated in the aftermath of Cyclone Rommel. Extremely heavy rain and high-speed winds battered the area for more than 36 hours, making Rommel one of the longest cyclones in Bangladesh's history. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says,
electricity is still out in different places. It's not just your house got affected, but when the storm surges come in, it destroys all their crops. Their literal source of existence is destroyed. It's that way for months and months before they can recover.
Pray for endurance for the believers who are meeting tangible and spiritual needs of storm survivors. And it's time for new gospel tools. Jeff Peters with Jesus Film Project says he recently heard the State of the Great Commission report from the Lausanne Movement. One graph shows the percentage of global Christianity in relation to the world population over 120 years. Now, most graph lines for major Christian denominations were flat, showing little or no growth.
What that tells me is that when we look at everything we've done, the global missions movements, the incredible efforts that have been to reach into least reached communities around the world and disciple people around the Bible and Christianity for over 150 years, effectively, we're still at a flat line. Christianity is flatlined.
To reach today's generation, Jesus Film Project is coming out with a new animated movie, Jesus. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.